goat. What do we mean by the word goat? It's a developmental stage. It's an enlightenment stage or a transformation stage. There are a lot of things each individual needs to learn in life in order to grow. By being stagnant on a spot does not bring about growth. Change necessitates growth. When you change your behavior, your attitude, your character, and a lot more about yourself, this invariably implies you are growing. Although there could be so many wrongs you could have done in the past, which you cannot easily advocate against now, this does not make you an hypocrite. It simply implies you are growing. When you are growing, a lot of people will object to it. They will try to bring your past into visibility. But you won't allow people use your past to invalidate your current mind. You won't allow whatever they say about your past, though you've made a mistake in the past, you've accepted it. You grew out of it. You are now a better person overall. That is part of growing. This simply means you are changing. This simply means you are advancing. This simply implies that growth is a concept which you have adopted. And by accepting and adopting growth, you are invariably saying you are ready for the new you. You are ready for everything that could be happening. Every transformation is a process which you are willing to embrace. It's not easy to grow. When a child comes into this world, the child is being taught so many things. That is, the child goes through a lot before the child adapts to life. The child doesn't really grow into an adult overnight. It's a process which is gradual. Now, as an adult, you were growing when you were small, but along the line, a lot of characters, a lot of attitudes went or came into you as peer pressure, as maybe you were trying to live life to enjoy yourself, which unknown to you, you do not think will invalidate every part of yourself. But now that you are advancing in life, you could say that those characters, those attitudes, those behavior does not conform with societal value. People might tend to look at you and say, this same person who did this is now condemning. No, you are not condemning anyone, but you have simply outgrown that behavior, that attitude, that character in life. You have decided to grow up in order to become a better person. People might try to bring you down or take you back memory lane to tell you are not the right person to do this. But believe me, if you allow them, you go back to the same person you are. But when you don't look or listen, you throw a deaf ear to everything they are saying, then you are simply growing. When you grow, a lot of things changes about you. You can never be the same. And when you are trying to grow, you try to read more books. You try to, let me say, let's start this podcast in an unusual way this morning. I'm going to start with the music. To actually buttress the point which I want to talk about this morning. So just sit back. Even in my heart, you're not being true to me. Deep within my soul, I wish I could turn back time. Impossible as it may seem, but I wish I could so bad. I'm going to be talking about jealousy this morning, and the jealousy breeds out from hatred, as I said earlier, superiority complex, as well as inferiority complex. It's a very bad thing, which is also resenting others, that is. It breaks out also from resentment. We all humans, we all adults. It's natural we hate each other or you detest each other.
But there is a level at which it should be. It is holding something against an individual towards their feelings, their impression, and a host of which could not be or which can't fully be. We are adults. I know we hate people from our own perspective or perception about them. I came to learn of a word of recent. It's not a very good word to use, but I'm going to use it. I was made to know that there are some individuals in life who has what we call a prostitution body. In my own local dialects, they call it a shower body. Sorry to use that word, but I need to buttress that word, which simply implies that no matter what they put on, their body accommodates it. Their body is able to conform with it. Their body complies with it. It's a way of saying, I am appreciated, I am valued. Whatever they put on is being adored, even if it's rag. But why do people become jealous of their fellow humans or certain humans? They may not be as perfect as you. You may even be living larger than them, let me say. You may be better off than them in millions, zillion ways. But you just feel that kind of superior power over there that I'm more than you, who are you? You try to dehumanize such individuals because you don't want them to be up to your standard. You don't want them to be where you are. Well, this jealousy I'm talking about is not peculiar to a gender. Not only the male, not the female, not the young, not the adults. It's even prevalent among teenagers. It's a feeling of depression or dissatisfaction or disapproval about an individual. You just the individual and you feel, who is this? You have low self-esteem for that individual. No matter what the individual does to move closer to you, you weigh them off. You throw them aside as if they are, let me say, shit. Sorry to use that word. You even plot evil against them against their morale. You tarnish their ego. You tarnish their integrity. You put them through depression. You cause anger for them. Just because you feel jealous about them. Jealousy is a silent killer. Because you might not know the individual who is jealous towards you. You might not even know their heart. You might not know their intention for you. You might not know their feelings for you. They are everywhere. Your family, your co-workers, your neighbors. You have a pure heart and you live a free life. And you think they all love and adore you. They resent you even to the lowest point you don't think of. There is nothing you do that is good to them. There is nothing you say that conforms to their standard. If they have their way, like I said, it's a silent killer. They are willing, ready and able to destroy you, that is to kill you. You have what you love in life. They have what they love in life. We all have different things at different times. We all came from different backgrounds. People who are jealous are susceptible to so many things. Even when you pour out your mind or you lay down your life for them, they always plot evil against you. They always think, sorry, you want to be ahead of them. They always feel they are second to none, that is, they are the overall. This kind of lifestyle, what do I say about it? It's a very, very bad lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that should not be tolerated from when an individual is younger. You see that kind of jealousy traits in an individual when the individual tries to acquire everything, tries to be above every human or even his colleagues. When you see a jealous person, you will know them by their fruits. How do you know them by their fruit? When you sit with them to dialogue or to have conversations, they will not be talking about the real conversation, but they will be talking about things that makes them jealous of you. Let's put, for instance, if you were riding a Tesla, they will try to let you know that what's in a Tesla, are you the only one? That they even have something bigger than that. They'll try to bring you down in the sight of every individual. They tend to let you know about their past, that they were better off than you, that even if for circumstances or situations, they could have been better off than you right now. They are never satisfied about whom they are or their present situation. When you achieve, they will tell you, are you the first to be the achiever, or is it only you? They never encourage you. They are ready to maim you. They are ready to destroy you. They are ready to tarnish you. I'll be going on a short break, and then when I come back, we'll talk more on jealousy, hatred, inferiority complex, and superiority complex.